It's just gone 25 minutes just before the top of the hour. That is at 8. It's becoming a daily occurrence now, or maybe a weekly occurrence now that we have guests in the studio. Really appreciate it. I mean, these are signs that COVID is gone or somewhat subsiding, I suppose. Yeah. So be careful there as far as the restrictions are lifted now. So yeah, we need not to let our guard down. In that conversation, I bring in the guest this evening, Miss Mpumalanga 2022, Ulungile Fakude. She's here this evening to help us understand, you know, the plight or the issues related to gambling. And she's joining us this evening courtesy of our good friends at the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. Ulungile, everyone, good evening to you. Thank you so much for having come tonight.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me.
You know, Ulungile, when we talk responsible gambling, you know, what exactly are we talking about? As you answer this, I'd like you to pay attention to the fact that it could be a contradiction, you know, where we're expecting people to drink and enjoy themselves and forget about their problems. But at the other hand, you know, how are they supposed to do that and remain responsible?
Okay, so basically responsible gambling means gambling for pleasure and entertainment only. While you do that, you also have to be fully aware of the risks and exercise control while also maintaining balance with other aspects of your life. So what we mean is you should not only focus on gambling as your form of pleasure and entertainment. You'll know that you're a responsible gambler when you are in control of how much time and money you're spending, because we lose a lot of money when we're gambling. And when you see gambling as only just a form of entertainment, not a form of making money, and when you don't bet more than you can afford to lose. So you should have a set amount of money that you know that you'll be using on that night, and know when to actually stop. So you have to keep sight of your chances of winning as well as losing.
You know, upon the initiatives and, you know, the programs that MER has, particularly in just promoting responsible gambling, and, you know, what seems to be the problem when you converse with people on the ground? You know, what is the problem of, you know, people getting themselves into gambling?
People often start playing for fun with their friends and have some early wins because, you know, we do get lucky sometimes. But some people keep playing in the hope that they will repeat the win, but can get caught up in what we call chasing their losses. Right. So without support or proper help, some people can get stuck in this mindset of chasing their losses for years.
Now that we've talked about the problem, but also I'd like us to look into the antidote, you know, what then becomes the solution to some of these problems. I mean, what would you say are the tips for responsible gambling?
There's quite a lot of things that you could do just to be a responsible gambler. And the first one is to think of gambling as an entertainment, not a way to make money. Like I said earlier, you need to remember that these gambling venues are there to make money. It's not the other way around. So whatever they do, they know that they want to get money at the end of the day. And then secondly, only gamble with money you can afford to lose. So you need to gamble within your weekly or monthly budget, not with money for rent, for groceries, or your bills. Set a spending limit in advance. So if you know that you are going to spend this much, set that much limit so that you know that when it's done, you have to walk away. Another thing that you can do is also setting time in advance. So it's very easy to lose track of time when you're gambling or in those gambling venues, because some of them you can't even see when it's dark outside, you know. So set a time limit or an alarm, so when the time is up, you quit and you leave. And I cannot stress this one enough. It's very important to take a break. And you can do this by just going outside to get some fresh air, get a bite, eat something, chat to a friend so that you can go back with a sober mind. Okay. And like I said earlier, gambling is about chasing your losses. So never get to that mindset of chasing your losses. If you lose your set money limit and then try to win some of it back before you leave, then you haven't really set a money limit. So chasing your losses will usually just lead to bigger and bigger losses. All right. And like I said, you need to balance gambling with other activities. When gambling becomes your only form of entertainment, it's unlikely that you're still just gambling for fun. And your gambling may be a problem. So make sure that gambling isn't your only what can I say, activity that you can use for entertainment or pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mpumalanga, in case you just joined us, my guest this evening is with the ambassador of the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator, that is MER, Lungile Fagute. She's my guest this evening. She's also Miss Mpumalanga 2022. We're shining a light on gambling, but I suppose responsible gambling. Lungile, I speak about responsible gambling. You know, it has connotations to suggest that there is different types of gambling. You know, there, you know, types of gambling, particularly in our country? I mean, are they even illegal in South Africa?
Yes. So we have what we call Chinese roulette. These are the 50 cents machines that we usually find that kids start playing with. Animal fighting, street gambling, things like playing cards and dices. Whatever it is that you play for prizes, it automatically becomes illegal, as well as some form of internet gambling. So if you are found participating in illegal gambling activities, you could be convicted and held liable for a fine of up to 10 million rand or imprisonment for a period of 10 years or both. So it's quite easy actually to identify illegal gambling. You could do this by contacting MER, the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. I will give you the details just now. You could also just contact the South African Police Services in order to find out if the place that you want to go and use for entertainment or pleasure is legal or not. The contact details for the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator is 013-750-8000. Or you could complete the illegal gambling report form that is easily found on their website, which is www.mer.org.za.
Lungile, which programs do you have for someone wishing to maybe exclude themselves from gambling, or even just want to leave the space completely, or from other uncontrollable gambling habits?
So there is a program that we call self-exclusion.
Okay. Talk more about this self-exclusion.
So as the MER, we define self-exclusion as a voluntary request from a patron to be prohibited by a licensee from entering identified gambling premises, from partaking in any gambling activities, as well as claiming winnings resulting from a gambling activity during a stated period. So this is fully voluntary.
Yeah. But also, I suppose you mentioned there that it is self-exclusion. You know, how then to exclude self?
So you basically just have to visit any licensee authorized to make a gambling activity available to the public within the Mpumalanga province and request to be excluded from the gambling establishments in the province or even nationally. Alternatively, you could even contact the MER during office hours on the number that I had mentioned earlier. But just to repeat it again, it's 013-750-8000.
There are some instances where you would like someone to even be excluded. Then the question there would be how to, you know, exclude another person.
If you want to exclude another person, you could apply to a court of competent jurisdiction for an order requiring the registration as an exclusion of persons. If this person is a family member, you could apply on their behalf. If this person is someone that you are economically dependent on, or any other person to whom you as the person applying has a duty to care for. So you could apply for them on their behalf.
I suppose then where to report gambling related problems?
Should you have a gambling related problem or know of anyone who does, contact the National Responsible Gambling Program toll-free helpline on 0800-006-008 or send a please call me on 076-675-0710.
Lungile, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. And you know, you're not like other young people in this province. You literally come to our studios. Really appreciate that. And have yourself a great evening. Eh? Go enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Lungile Fagute, MER ambassador, and as well as Miss Mpumalanga 2022.